This is Crow calling from customer service. How may I help you today?
Who is this?
This is Crow calling from customer service.
Oh, customer service. Okay. Name's James Colvin. I was calling about a order.
All right. Well, can we start off by getting your zip code?
45417.
All right. And you said your name was James Coleman?
Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N.
Oh, Colvin. Okay. Let's see. All right. Mr. Colvin, I'm trying to find your account. If it would... Okay, can you spell your last name for me?
C-O-L-V-I-N.
Okay, for some reason I cannot find your account. Can you give me the last four of the cards you used to make this order?
Were you talking about my debit card?
Yes, sir.
I had that changed today.
You had it changed?
Yeah, the reason why I had it changed today is because I don't know what's going on with y'all. Okay?
Okay,
now,
so...
The 28th of November, you know, y'all took out $7.95 on my debit card for shipping. And
uh-huh.
The reason why I did that was, you know, when I filled out whatever I filled out was, you know, was saying that, you know, that I was getting free pots and pans, and all I had to do was pay for shipping. And then the $454 was taken out of my debit without my permission, so I was trying to find out what was going on. And, you know, I've got your order number right here.
Okay, give me the order number. Don't
think
it's easier.
That's 198-972-103.
You said 198-972-103.
Yes.
Okay, that's not coming up either. Let me see. Okay, well, since it's not coming up in our system for some reason, did you already talk to your bank about disputing the charge?
Yeah, because like I said, you know, when the $54 was taken out, you know, hell, I didn't know what that was taken out for, nor was I, you know, y'all let me know, you know, what the $54 was for or why y'all took it out, you know, without my permission.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I know you already did get your card number changed, but I was asking just in case. Because if we're not able to find the account, then our suggestion to you would to be to talk to your bank. But since you already did talk to your bank, there's really no more advice for me to give you.
I mean, I've got my old card number. You know what I'm saying? I still have the card, but it's just not, you know, any.
Okay, well, I need the number to the last four of the old card. That's what I was asking for.
here we go. Because actually I had cut it up. 4127. You said the last four digits. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. That's 4127.
All right, 4127. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's still not coming up. But let me try and look through.
And what was this being charged for anyway? I mean, you just don't know nothing.
I'm not sure what was being charged because I can't find your account in the system. So I won't be able to tell you unless I find the account. And I still cannot find it. When did you say the charge was?
Hold on. I'm going to look at my phone. I'm looking at it right now. Okay, the $7.95, that was November the 28th. The 54 was December the 4th. The $54.95 was December the 4th.
December the 4th.
And there's other numbers on my phone. Do you need those? Like this 26620321 46. Does that mean anything?
Not necessarily. Because I still can't. Yeah, your name isn't coming up at all in our system. So, like I said, since you aren't coming up in our system, well, you already did talk to your bank about it, and they gave you a new card.
Yeah, we put a hold on my card, you know, once that happened, you know.
Yeah, I would advise you to tell your bank, well, since it's a new card, I don't think they should charge you again, but I would advise you to tell your bank that there's been some charges being made to your card, and we cannot find them in our system. So I'd advise you to tell the bank to call us back so we can
speak to
the
bank.
Yes, sir.
Do that because I, you know, like I said, I just find all this stuff is, you know, rather strange. You know, now you said you can't even find my card, you know.
Yes, sir, I understand. I think it's strange too because usually you'd be able to find
right.
Find
like
it.
I said, that's why I went down there yesterday and, you know, told them what was going on and, you know, we just put a hold on my old card and, like I said, I got a new card today. But then they told me to call you all, you know what I'm saying, to see what was going on with y'all before they could, you know, start looking into things, you know.
Uh-huh. All right. So is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a good day.
All right. You too, man.
All right. Thank you.